New Year's Eve seems to be a particularly dangerous time, not just because of those inebriated revelers out on the roads over the holidays, or the nitwits who haven't heard of Isaac Newton and think that they could squeeze off a few rounds of celebratory automatic rifle fire into the air without any consequences. Such people are dangerous indeed, but New Year's Eve seems to be prime time for assaults on our liberty, too. It was on the short, dark winter day of December 31, 2011, that President Obama quietly signed the National Defense Authorization Act, which purported to authorize him to indefinitely detain American citizens, even on American soil, without judicial oversight or public accountability. A year later, just hours before its New Year's Eve expiration, the Senate passed a 5-year extension of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which authorizes warrantless mass wiretapping of overseas phone calls and emails. What is it with New Year's Eve? Simple. The mainstream media, ever indifferent to the growth of the state, is even more inattentive then than usual. Now, I'm not saying that they're all drunk for New Year's. It may be that most of them just want a few days off with their families for the holidays. Nothing wrong with that. I take some time off this time of year myself. But even on duty, and even at full strength, the press hasn't proven itself to be much help in alerting the people to the state's power grabs. In fact, it behaves more like a lapdog than a watchdog. Of course, the governing classes like to make mandated disclosures and assert new authorities during the wee small hours. The things done under cover of darkness are not usually friendly to our freedom and prosperity. Just days ago, in the stillness of Christmas Eve, and trusting that we were like mere children nestled snug in our beds, the NSA finally responded to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit and released, heavily redacted, details of another long train of abuse of the American people with unauthorized surveillance. It is an old news management trick. As shameful as it sounds, a press aide's memo to a British cabinet secretary was once exposed, suggesting that they use the 9/11 tragedy as a cover for releasing some news that they wanted to suppress. Now, maybe this New Year's Eve will come and go without some deeply unconstitutional power grab by the state. But how will we know? For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.